A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here, not in the Gospels, but have taken a diversion to deal with three different characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ and of that should be found amongst mankind and certainly need to be found amongst our individuals and our families, our communities, our states, and our nation. Our text passage for this is it was a closing passage for the section on humility, and now we see in this passage the segue into this of submission, makes the connection for us. In James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And so we've seen that. We saw that in the broadcasts on humility, which we all need and certainly our nation needs. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. And so we see this here of submission connected to humility. Humility comes first, and then submission after that. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In the previous broadcast, we've seen in the scriptures how that we need to submit to the Lord in his law. He's given the law unto us. It's for mankind. It's a good thing, the law of God is. And it has a purpose to show us our sin, to show us our need of salvation. Nonetheless, we are to be subject unto the law of God. And as his creation, he the creator, we the created, he tells us how that we need to be to behave toward him and towards one another. And so we need to be in submission to our Lord in his law. Next, we need to be in submission to him in his righteousness. It's the Lord's righteousness that prevails anything before him. A man, a woman cannot take their own righteousness, their self-righteousness, and make any inroads with God. It will not be accepted. The comparison is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and none of our righteousness, as the scripture says in Isaiah, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags before the Lord. So we need to submit to the Lord in his righteousness. We also need to submit unto him in his Son. The Son of God is the manifestation of God unto mankind. And he is the head of every man. And so we need to submit to him in his Son, in that subject of headship. And then in this, we saw last time that we need to submit to the Lord in his gospel. There is the instruction of the Lord unto his children. We need to submit to him in his gospel. All are to submit unto his gospel. Listen, if God sent the Savior, it means that mankind needs a Savior. If we didn't need a Savior, God would not have sent his Son. But he did send his Son. That means that you and I need a Savior. And if you're listening and you're not repentant and not believing, you're unrepentant and unbelieving, we point you to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and believe and trust in him. His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Next, we want to take a look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 27, also verse 32. This is not popular. This is not a popular subject, but it is in the Word of God. It speaks also and is connected to this of headship. But we need to see here that we need to be in submission in the Lord's churches. In the Lord's churches, Ephesians 5, 22 through 27, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Submit unto your husband as you do unto the Lord. And it's telling for a woman in her submission. If she submits to the Lord, she indeed will submit to her husband. It's a telling thing. And don't be angry at me. This is God's word and what he says unto us. It's not out of vogue. It's not we haven't advanced past this. This is the order. It doesn't mean that women and wives are less or lower. It's just the responsibility and the order that the Lord has given. Listen to what he says. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ. And so we see this here of subjection of the Lord's churches unto the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are churches that are not subject to Christ. We know, we read in the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and chapter 3, about churches there that are not being subject unto Christ in different aspects and things. Christ, we find in one of those churches, is on the outside knocking at the door of the church, and not a physical door, but a spiritual door. He's knocking on that door, desiring to come in fellowship. There, Jesus has been taken and put outside of his church. Verse 24 of Ephesians 5, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Many accuse the Apostle Paul of being a woman hater. And no, he doesn't hate women. He loves the order that God has made. And so in this, in what's being dealt with here, he reminds the husbands we need to love our wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He died for his church. And so a husband should be willing to die for his wife. He gave himself for it, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And that's what he does. He uses his word to wash. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so the Lord in the scripture here, inspiring the Apostle Paul, uses this of marriage and uses this of the church and the submission of the church to Christ as an example in how it should be amongst husbands and wives, and that the wife is to be in subjection and submission unto her husband in everything. The husband, he doesn't make his wife a doormat or a whipping post by any means. He's to love his wife and care for her, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He ends this up here and he says, here's the focus. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so the church is to be subject unto Christ, not the Lord Jesus subject to the church. And so as we look at these different aspects here, in his law, in his righteousness, we're to be subject unto him, to God Almighty, in his Son, in the gospel, and in his church. We see here how we are to be in submission and subject unto him. And now here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the great gospel summarized and the resurrection chapter. It tells us much about the resurrection. We see here that we are to be in submission and subjection unto God Almighty by the only begotten of the Father. And yes, that's in parallel to what we read earlier about being in subjection to him in his son. But listen to what this passage says, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 through 28. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, and by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ that is coming. Verse 24, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. And so here we see here Christ in the end of all things, and the Lord dealing with mankind and the new heaven and the new earth, Christ will having put down all rule and all authority, all power, all making all in subjection to him, he will deliver up the kingdom even to the Father. Verse 25, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet, speaking of the Father. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And that's speaking of the Father receiving what the Son has done and fulfilling of his gospel and accomplishing the work for the salvation of his people. 1 Corinthians 15:28, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, subjected to Christ, then shall the Son also be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. So we see here as Christ, as God, God the Son, as Savior, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he himself will deliver up the kingdom to the Father, to God, even the Father, and will be subject himself to God Almighty as a man. What a great example, the example that we have of subjection unto God Almighty. If Jesus is subject to God Almighty, he's one of the Trinity, but having become a man as a man, he subjects himself unto God Almighty. Hard for us to understand, but we do well to receive it. May we receive it indeed. What an example. If Christ is subject unto the Father now and will be subject unto God Almighty then, what does that mean for you and me? That means you and I are to be subject to God Almighty. We need to humble ourselves individually and be subject unto the one that has created us, the one that has given us his word, the one that has commanded us. We need to, as individuals, need to humble ourselves and be in subjection unto the Lord through his Son. In our families, we need to humble ourselves and be in submission and subjection unto the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ. In our communities, in our state, from the highest office in the state to that of the local official, we need to humble ourselves before God and be subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the subject to God through the Son. And as a nation, from the president to the citizen in the land, we need to be in subjection, in submission, humbly humbling ourselves and being in submission and subjection unto God Almighty. And may the Lord help us that we would do so. Again, if you're under the hearing of my voice in this broadcast and you've not repented of your sins, you've not believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, we point you to him. Repent and believe the gospel for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.